Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All righty, everyone. It's that time of the week where we settle back. Dom Giordano's show. We bring in Mr. Neil Zorn and we find out what's good on TV or what isn't good sometimes from Neil, which is also intriguing. Hey, Neil, welcome in. Thanks for joining us as always.
Always good to be here, Dom.
Well, let's talk for a moment, Neil. I put out my list on Thursday of the top 10 TV dads of all time. Are you usually old school on this? You know, you like some of the old school dads, but who's the best TV dad? I put Cliff Huxtable due to some of the unfortunate things at three. I might still put him at number one.
I think he is number one. One of the things I think about the whole Cosby case is that you cannot judge the man's work by the man's extracurricular behavior. Mm-hmm. And so he is in jail for doing crimes for which he's been convicted. But that doesn't stop him from being a genius. A person's 100%, not just the 15% of something they did that's nefarious. So most of what Bill Cosby did in his life was wonderful, and that includes creating The Cosby Show. I'm trying to think if he would be number one, or if I would go with somebody more like a Jim Anderson from Father's Knows Best, but nobody really knows who that is. James Broderick, when he was on a show called Family with Theda Thompson and back in the 70s, he was a great father. I'm trying to think of the great father figures. You always come up with the mothers. I mean, maybe we do have to have Peter Boyle in there.
Well, I do like Phil Dunphy is on my list from Modern Family. I like him. He's a different type of TV dad. I put Dan Connor on there because I've come around, you know, in the second iteration to what the show was about. In the beginning, I was kind of a critic, but I see it now why this reverberated.
Dan Connor, he just gave me my number one. Dan Connor. Dan Connor, John Goodman, because he's real. Mm-hmm. Because he was a dad who had faults. When he couldn't think of what to do, he went out and drank beer. But he always, always came back with love and sage advice. Roseanne is a great show. The Roseanne revival is a great show. I'm sorry about what happened to it. I think what happened to it was unnecessary, especially since the person she insulted was Valerie Jarrett. I mean, insult away.
All righty. Well,
from here to Christmas.
Neil, USA Today comes up with a list to give us some fodder, but I'm more like Neil Zorn's list. They have the top 10, they say, during this TV season. In other words, what's on TV right now? A few of these, I have no idea, and that's why you can tell me yay or nay. They have at number four, Chernobyl, which is still, you can still get, of course, and I would put that up even higher.
Me too.
They like something on Amazon called Fleabag, which I have no working knowledge of. What do you think of Fleabag?
I have no working knowledge of
it. Yeah, I haven't heard this.
I'll have it for the next show.
Okay. They have, now Ro has seen this, and Ro likes it. I've seen a little bit of it. You know, it seems to me what they're doing is they're playing with something kind of weird where the setting is of this. It's Netflix, and it's dead to me with Christina Applegate.
Right, that's a fun show. I mean,
yeah,
it's an offbeat show, but I like it because it's offbeat. I know it just is basically, both literal and figuratively, people who are just cut out of your life. So that's a decent show. I don't know that I put it on the top 10 because I don't know. I think of it. I reserve the top 10 for things like The Handmaid's Tale, which is on right now. This Is Us. I think Chernobyl definitely.
All right. You know what? Here's a promise. I've never watched The Handmaid's Tale. You know how you and I are both contrarians on stuff.
Exactly.
And maybe the politics of it. I love the lead, and I'm Moss, right? Her last name. Yeah. In Mad Men, she was one of the top four characters, I think, probably on the Mount Rushmore. Of course, I put Joan up there in the second position, but that's another story. And for you and how good you've been, how many things you've turned me on to I never would have seen, I'm going to watch Handmaid's Tale this weekend, And then next time you're on, we'll see if I see in there what a lot of people do, because you recommend it a lot. Here's one, Neil. I'm really going to have to calm myself, and I think I have an accurate point on this. I was willing, this TV season, USA Today says, when they see us on Netflix, the story of the then boys who were caught up, right, the Central Park thing and all. Look, I think this woman who was the prosecutor is just being killed over this. I watched it, and there is another side that maybe they were wrongly accused in this. There's a lot of mounting evidence, but the revival of this, the way that they film it, they make the people involved like choir boys here, and I don't know that that was the case of the people that were caught up, or at least were on the scene where the jogger was attacked in 1989.
No, of course there was actually still DNA evidence and other evidence of even if there was a suspicion that even if none of the five may have been involved in this crime, that doesn't mean they were involved in any crime. So I'm not casting that aspersion. I'm just saying that at the time of the acquittal, those types of things were brought up. The part that bothers me is anybody, no matter who it is, being branded because of their politics. I mean, you see it. Kirk Schilling can't talk about baseball, mm-hmm, because he says something personal that somebody doesn't agree with. What if somebody else said something in reverse? It's like when they booed Mike Pence when he went to see Hamilton, and everybody cheered. Oh my God, they booed the vice president. He deserved it. I said, what if Elizabeth Warren had walked in and they booed her? What would you think then? Do you think the booing is bad no matter who it happens to? And so is boycotting, and so is quote shaming, and so is making people accountable in bad ways and stupid ways for things that they did honestly. She's a prosecutor. She's working with evidence. She finds the evidence. The evidence actually sticks when it's first applied. So where did she go wrong? Because something was corrected later? Because there were better forensics later?
That's it. You hit it, Neil, right there. Maybe better forensics later. So rather than this just be somebody out to just get these kids, it is more of a question of the forensics and the ability later on. And I don't want to see anyone unjustly accused. And I think they've been compensated. Some of it is because Trump was on top of this then. He said stuff about it. And I think that's why there's real backlash with this.
See, my theory on Donald Trump is that he's a chain puller. Mm-hmm. I think his tweets, even before he ran for president, were just, I found them funny because I thought he's just pulling people's chains.
Right.
So you really can't, I hate to say this, he's the president of the United States, you really can't go beyond the second Trump says something about what he means or whether he means it or whether he's going to mean it tomorrow. I mean,
Exactly.
He's just a mouth, and he loves to just...
Well,
he's a provoker.
Yeah,
he loves to provoke.
I'm going to give this the full scrutiny, get past it, because I think it's important what's out here. And this woman has had to go underground. Neil, what's the next best thing, say even over the summer, this next month so, that you're really looking forward to that we ought to be alert to?
I'm looking forward to three things. I don't know whether any of them are any good. I haven't seen any of them yet because they haven't begun yet. One begins tonight. It's called Too Old to Die Young. It's on Amazon Prime. It stars one of our local actors named Miles Teller. And it's about an L.A. cop who's looking for the man who killed his partner. But to do that, he has to go through all the different, mm-hmm, L.A. gangs, the Yakuza, the Mexican gangs, all the gangs of L.A. He has to really sift through. So I want to see how that works. The city, anything with Kevin Bacon interests me, and he has a show starting on Showtime on Sunday called City on a Hill, in which he plays an FBI agent, not the cleanest agent you can find, but he is teaming up with, oddly enough, the Justice Department to find out something, but it escalates, as these things always do. And I'm looking forward on Monday. There was a movie in 1981 called Das Boot, which means the boat, and it's about a submarine. Well, on Monday, starting on Hulu, there's going to be a series in which they look at the lives of the people not only on that U-boat, but on the Allied soldiers and the French resistance as well. So it allegedly takes place after the movie ends, what takes place after the movie ends. So, you know, it's an interesting World War II story. It might tell a lot of the human side on three different groups. Even if it's a group that was our enemy, or even just to things the human side of the story. That's what happened in the 1981 movie. So they're the three things I'm looking forward to.
All right, marking them down. I'm going to start with Handmaid's Tale first, then get to these other three. 2 weeks from now, we have Neil Zorin back. Where do we find you, Neil, until then?
You'll find me in the Delaware County Daily Times and related papers. You'll find me at neilspaper.com and at my allergist so I can get this voice back.
All right. Thank you, Neil. Thanks for soldiering through. You're probably hurt. All right. There's Mr. Neil Zorin. He'll be with us. Luke Hall will be back with movies next week. Coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, the game of the week, and Tony Danza will be with us here on Talk Radio 1210 on the Dom Giordano program.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.